Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies to Mountain Views, y'all. Back at it with P. And before we start the segment, I just want to shout out to all my listeners, new and old, that are just continuing to listen to these podcasts on a weekly basis. Yo, thank you so much. I appreciate every single one of y'all. Also want to shout out all these first responders that are out here, you know, doing what they got to do and putting their lives on the line. I know I got a couple of friends that are nurses. I got a couple of friends that are in the police force in New York, as well as one of my boys. He just became a firefighter. So he, you know, he just had to, you know, just jump on the line and just be ready. So definitely shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody that's just continuing to stay with their family and be with their kids and you continue to be united with everyone. Hey, man, we're out here, man. We're just going to continue to fight through this, and we're going to pull through this, y'all. So before we start the segment, I definitely wanted to recap my week, and I ain't going to lie. Definitely was a mediocre week. Like, I definitely just been home. I've just been reading a little bit, just been writing some stuff, and definitely gaming and listening to some music and just conversing with my lady, training Louis, and you know, he's been dope so far. Like, he's actually been transitioning on using the bathroom outside more. He's much more comfortable peeing and pooping outside, so I'm definitely happy with that. And oh man, yesterday, yo, my aunt, oh man, God bless her soul, yeah. Yo, bless my whole family yesterday. Like, so my Dominican ass aunt, y'all. she cooked for like my whole family out here in Vegas, right? And then one of my cousins was like the delivery man, and he just went and delivered kind of like all of the family's like rations throughout, like, you know, however long the food lasts. But it's just so dope that, you know, like my aunt just goes out of her way to even just make sure that we have some food, you know, even if we do. And it just allows us to, you know, kind of conserve on our food a little more. But then also just be grateful and thankful, you know, that we also have somebody else kind of looking out for us, which is amazing. And yeah, man, like just going along with what I want to talk about today, you know, definitely I'm so appreciative of my aunt, like especially of everything she's done for me since I've moved out here to Vegas. Like, that's my mom's sister, so I know, like, she's watching me like she watches the rest of her sons, and yo, it's just so dope. So back on schedule with what we're gonna talk about today. But so for today's segment, y'all, I want to talk about dealing with losing. And in so many aspects, because we deal with losing in our relationships, we deal with losing in athletics, we deal with losing at our jobs, we deal with losing even with our children, with our other family members, we deal with losing as like an everyday, like, you know, type of thing. And today I just want to help kind of guide y'all on how to learn to take that L and then make it more than what it is. Because I feel like a lot of the times when we lose at something, and in this aspect, I'll reference sports, but you know, let's say it's a basketball game, you know, and we lost the game. We're very sour. We don't want to talk to our teammates. We're not really looking into the next game. We're just still fixated upon that loss at that moment. And sometimes that loss continues to carry on in our minds or in our hearts for longer than it should, you know. And my question is, why do we continue to keep that negativity in our hearts or in our minds after we have lost? Why can't we focus on how to be more positive, as well as focus on how not to lose again, but focus on how we can really develop ourselves and how we can really like improve ourselves because of this L? Like, we don't necessarily have to look at it with such a bad mindset or a negative mindset. Yes, I know at first we're gonna feel sour because we lost and whatever it is, but it's always your choice to continue to be in that negative mindset, or if you just want to switch that up and now, along with figuring out how to win, now figure out also how to win positively. Man, I've been taking L's all my life. But yeah, but you know what though? Like, all those L's that like I did take though, I appreciate them so fucking much. Y'all don't even understand, because those L's were able to become lessons for me to help improve and develop to be the person that I am now. And over the years, as I look back on the different L's that I took, from sports to even my parents to school to even when I was teaching, oh man, I can give you a whole list. Oh, and not forget relationships at all, because yo, you know, we're human, you know, none of us are perfect, so we all make mistakes. But it's all about being able to learn from your mistakes, so not that it just doesn't happen again, but that we also realize when it's about to happen again. Because I feel like a lot of us, when we fall back into those tendencies of making the same mistakes or just losing consistently or consecutively in things that we shouldn't be losing in, it's honestly, yo, we don't realize that it's happening again. And that's where we have to stop turning that blind eye. So, for example, I know there were definitely a few times in my life when I was swimming that, oh man, I just had to bite my tongue, take that L, and then just focus on me, because I knew that this was going to help me become a better swimmer. And shit, I could definitely tell y'all, my rookie season back in Lehman College, we had a real strong rivalry with Baruch College. And that rookie year, I will never forget, we lost to them and we came in second place at the city championships. And that summer, like that whole Lehman squad, we just said, fuck that, we're not losing again. Like, we were so heavy upon not taking this L again, just because we wanted to represent Lehman. We wanted to represent ourselves as being, you know, such a diverse swim team. We wanted to represent so, and then the fact that we were in the Bronx, we were like, nah, we're going to take this championship back. And we worked so hard my sophomore season. We were in practice day in, day out. We were going so hard to make sure that we legit were going to win this chip. And after that first, like, real strong loss my rookie season, it didn't come down until Lehman and Baruch had the final race of the season for the fin. And this was basically whoever won between both teams was gonna have the best record in the league, basically. And you know what? We fucking got scraped. I will never forget that race, y'all. Like, it was so bad to the point, especially because we were two strong teams. Like, we were legit the number one and the number two team. We had the number ones and number two swimmers in the whole league in this dual meet. And well, we got scraped. It was Baruch's like senior night, so all their senior swimmers were getting recognized and everything. We were at their home pool, like, you know, so everything was against us at that point. And when we lost, I will never forget the guys. So instead of traveling back on the team van back to the Bronx, all of the guys and one of the guys' assistant coaches, we all stood back. We all went to Chipotle. We all had a meal at Chipotle. And we legit just had a whole conversation amongst ourselves. And the assistant coach basically just said it like this. And he was just like, yo, y'all needed this loss to happen. And we all looked at him ready to fight him. Like, what do you mean? Like, but he was right in so many ways, because we were cocky. We were definitely over the top confident, thinking that we had this in the bag just because of the amount of talent and the amount of swimmers we had on the team. But we need that loss was such a realization check. It really like put us in perspectives, and it made us realize, yo, we're not invincible. Like, we, like this race dead showed us that anything can fucking happen. So you know what we did for the next 2 weeks until the city championships? We fucking practiced and worked hard and held everybody accountable. Like, to the point that the girl swim team was just as motivating as the guys, because they knew that we had it in us to beat Baruch. So they were going just as hard as us in practice and making sure that we weren't like just doing what we wanted to do and that we were slack. Nah, like, the whole team was so banded together for those last final 2 weeks until the city championship. And yo, when I tell ya that championship was a fight, yo, it came down until the last relay. And for those that don't understand like swim terms or just racing terms, like, it legit came down to the last race of the whole like competition. And I will never forget when one of the other assistant coaches was just like, guys, just do not disqualify off the relay. And we looked at him and he was just like, yo, we got this. And I'm like, yo, let's go. And we ended up finishing that relay. We heard our team just get announced as being the victors. And we just jumped in our pool and celebrated and just created memories from that day on. And as amazing as that wasn't even one of the major L's that I really took in this sport. Now, that major L definitely came the year after. So my last season as a swimmer for Lehman College, you know, our team definitely disbanded, and at that point, it became more of like, all right, I'm trying to hit some individual marks, you know, before I finish my season and I finish my collegiate career. And yo, that city championship, my last season, I had a big rival at Baruch, and we were both backstrokers. Real dope dude, humble dude. But when we were behind those blocks, it was war with him. Like, you know, and we always pushed ourselves and we always pushed each other just to beat each other. Like, you feel me? That was like every time I saw him or I saw his name on the ranking list, I was just like, nah, he's going down. Yo, let me tell y'all. Yo, so that city championship, my final season, And Baruch and Lehman are actually out of the race, like, as a team. Like, there was a whole other team that actually was just in first for this season. So we didn't care about that. But when I tell you the atmosphere when the ref announced the 100 backstroke race, and it was myself and my rival at Baruch, and that's what everybody was looking at. When I tell you there were other teams, other fans that were legit just cheering either Lehman or Baruch. And yo, and that's how hype like that pool deck got. Like, I was like, yo, all the butterflies was like just swerving in my stomach. Like, I had jitters all over. I was just like, yo, let's do it. Like, it's now or never. Oh, and by the way, I was also gunning for the school record as well. Yo. Oh, shit. Yo, like, from what everybody tells me, how dope that race was, how close it was, and everything. But when I tell you from my own perspective, what I truly remember is touching that wall, turning to the next lane to see my rival touch the wall as well, and we both look up at the clock. So listen to this, y'all. The school record was 54.34, right? Yo, my rival touched the wall at 54.34, and then I touched the wall at 54.38. Yo, when I tell you, like, yo, my heart, like, I'm already in the water, like, you feel me? And like the bottom of the water is like 15 feet. When I tell you that, like, my heart sank deeper than that whole fucking bottom of the pool, I was just like, yo, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I've been busting my ass all season to beat this dude and to get this school record, and I come up short by 0.04. I'm like, yo. Nah, yo, when I tell you that I sat, like, all my teammates just came, they were like, yo, bro, that was a hell of a race. Yo, I'm so proud of you. My coaches are telling me they're proud of me. My parents, my sister, everybody in the stands telling me how dope of a race it was. And I'm just beating myself up. I'm not talking to nobody. Like, I'm still trying to be there for the team. But I'm in the back of my mind, I'm just so disappointed, because I'm just like, yo, fuck, like, this was my senior year, you know, and damn, like, I missed the school record, and, like, you know, I wasn't the city champ, like, fuck, like, this is wild. Yo, and when I tell you, like, yo, I sat with my coach, I sat with the swimmers that were going to the Metropolitan Championship up in Rutgers. So this was like an all-star type of race. And as we were preparing for this, my coach sat me down, like, right by the pool, like, everybody else is practicing, and he sat me. He was just like, yo, so you're just gonna finish your senior year not having your name on that board? And yo, and when I tell you, like, that shit pissed me off. Like, I looked at him like, that ass Pete. but that was that fire, because all I needed was for him to reignite that fire. And then after that, he really talked to me and made me understand why that loss was so important, why that loss was needed for me to push just a little bit more for better results. And because of that push, because of that extra time that I had to practice and work on my technique and work on any little thing before that all-star race, I was just like, yo, like, I still have time. Like, I can do this. And yo, like, I saw, and it's crazy too, because at this all-star race, him and I, my rival from Baruch, were right next to each other. And we were doing a relay. So luckily, if you go first on a relay, I don't know too much about running, but I know in swimming, if you go first on a relay, your time counts as an official time. So we were doing the medley relay, which consists of backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, and freestyle. So I was the first leg going backstroke. So off the rip, I knew, I'm like, yo, if I can break the school record right now, then yo, that record is mine. Like, it counts, you know? And I was just like, yo, let's do this. Like, yo, I gave my rival a dab. I was just like, yo, let's do this. Let's push each other. And yo, we fucking raced. Like, and up to this day, I still have that video footage, and it was him and I just neck and neck. Like, we were just leading the whole pack. Yo, and I will never forget touching that wall at that All-Star race. And everybody is screaming in my face. Like, I'm in the water. I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm trying not to drown. And everybody's, like, just hitting the top of my head. Everybody's just screaming at me. Everybody's like, yo, let's fucking go. And I look at the clock, and that shit, that ass says 53:57. Yo, like, I legit almost dropped a whole fucking second in the span of 2 weeks. Yo, to the point that I looked over and my rival, yo, he just came, dapped it up. He gave me a hug and he was like, yo, you deserve it, man. Like, congratulations. And I'm like, yo, thank you. But yo, like these L's that we take, we have to start like looking at it with a whole different approach. Because yes, we do feel like shit when we first like receive these losses or whatnot, but we don't have to continue to stay in that losing mindset. We can always change that around so that we can win. To the point that I even just focus on 4 points when it comes to just dealing with L's. And it's just like, yo, when it happens, we just gotta prepare for better. Now we know, you know, what the stakes are. We know what we're dealing with. So now we understand what led to that L. We have to just kind of realize, okay, this is what happened. This is what might happen. Now, how can we prevent this? How can we figure out to block that out or to stop that? So, or to even not commit that same mistake again, so we don't commit that L again. To then just to stay focused and motivated, because you know your goal is to win. And then at that point, it's just to execute it and turn that L into a positive. Because if we continue in that negative mindset, nothing positive will ever come out of it. And we all know that. Losing is only temporary and not all-encompassing. You must simply study it, learn from it, and try not to lose the same way again. Then you must have the self-control to forget about it. John Wooden. Yo, that quote has been in my life for so many years, especially as an athlete, as a coach. I use many coaching tips and tricks when I was teaching, even in my everyday life. And I agree with that quote 100%. Because yes, losing is temporary. And as long as you know that there is a way to win, that there is a way out from losing, you're gonna be fine. You know, the worst thing you can do is to think that just because you lost, you're going to continue to lose and continue to lose and continue to lose. But to be honest, that only happens when you keep that mentality of losing in your mind as like a consistent thing, rather than trying to just turn it around and focus on, all right, let's see how I'm going to win at this. Let's see how I'm going to win at this. Let's see how I'm going to win at this. And yo, listen, the wins don't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be catastrophic. Yo, the wins can be very minor. It can be, yo, to the point that it's just, yo, it can be, yo, waking up, brushing your teeth, getting breakfast, and doing what you gotta do, you know, in the morning. Like, you know, these wins that you take from the losses that you're given become a whole different spectacle. Because now at this point, you believe that you can win after a loss. And that's what you have to continue to tell yourself. And that's the energy you have to continue to radiate throughout everything. So everybody, I just want to wish everybody another blessed week. I know it's still a little crazy. I know we're still in our houses. I know that everybody's still kind of waiting on the stimulus check now and stuff. But yo, listen, y'all, please be safe. And yo, just make the best out of the whatever situation you do have. You know, at the end of the day, like, I know I can say that there are definitely people less fortunate than us, but we all know that. And that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we have to understand what we have and appreciate what we have and just love and live with what we have, y'all. All right, y'all. See y'all next time.